So I've grabbed a word with Richard Brown from IBM, who's just spoken to us about the Bitcoin. And Richard, one of the questions from the audience that we didn't get time to hear enough about, perhaps, is trust in Bitcoin, and particularly in relation to things like MTGOLD, that happened there. So could you expand on that a little bit for us?
Yeah, sure. So one of the questions I was asked afterwards was, if this system is so decentralized and doesn't need third parties, how come so many people lost so much money from MTGOLD? And I guess there are a couple of points we can make here. The first is that, although it's not clear to outsiders, MTGOX is not part of the core Bitcoin network. It's simply a participant like anybody else. And the way it was designed, it required anybody buying or selling Bitcoins through them to send their real money or to send their Bitcoins to the exchange which held it, and then it matched their trades, and then supposedly and should have then sent the coins to the buyer and the cash to the seller. So that model required people to trust Gox with both their fiat money and with their Bitcoins. Now, you compare that to the world of, say, securities exchanges. If you look at, say, the London Stock Exchange, they don't hold either. They don't hold cash, they don't hold securities. They're held by banks under client asset rules and by custodians. So one of the arguments I make, and one of, I guess, the opportunities for the existing firms is to ask themselves, well, what would it take to build a more decentralized exchange for Bitcoin that doesn't require us to trust an entity like Gox, but perhaps building on some of the insights of Bitcoin itself. And it's thought processes like that that make me think that true adoption and widespread adoption of this technology by consumers will probably happen once well-known and trusted brands begin to make it consumable by those people. Because unless there's a bank or a large brand or some other organization that they understand and know, how can they know that they're not transacting with a Gox and that they are transacting with someone who will look after their funds? So I think this is an opportunity for existing firms as well as an opportunity for new startups.
Okay, thanks.